Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review, week of Monday, October 18th, 2021, through Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Monday, October 18th, 2021. Pharmaceutical companies pay over $400 million to resolve alleged False Claim Act liability for price fixing of generic drugs. Pharmaceutical manufacturers Taro Pharmaceutical USA, Inc., Sardoz Inc., and Apotex Corporation all agreed to pay a cumulative total of $447.2 million to resolve alleged False Claims Act violations. The three identified generic pharmaceutical manufacturers allegedly conspired to fix the price of various types of generic drugs. Acting U.S. Attorney General Brian M. Boynton stated, "Illegal collaboration on the price or supply of drugs increases costs both to the federal health care programs and beneficiaries. The U.S. Department of Justice plans to aggressively pursue these types of violations and other violations in violation of both the Anti-Kickback Statute and the False Claims Act." Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Tuesday, October 19, 2021. Government contractor agrees to pay more than $1 million to resolve False Claims Act lawsuit for overbilling in federal contracts. Government contractor Airbus U.S. Space and Defense Inc. has agreed to pay the United States to resolve allegations that it violated the False Claims Act. The contractor is alleged to have billed impermissible fees and contracts for numerous federal agencies. The settlement resolves allegations of violations committed from the period of January 2016 through January 2017. Special Agent in Charge Christopher Dillard stated that government contractors who deliberately inflate profits at the expense of our military and taxpayers will be held accountable. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. Florida man sentenced to federal prison for filing hundreds of false tax returns. Damian O'Barrett of Homestead, Florida, was sentenced to federal prison on October 4, 2021, for his involvement in a multi-fraud scheme involving the filing of 745 false tax returns. Barrett was sentenced to 54 months in federal prison and an additional 3 years of supervised release. Acting U.S. Attorney Scott Osberg stated that misusing personally identifiable information to submit fraudulent tax returns in the names of unknown clients is a serious crime and will be treated as such. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Thursday, October 21st, 2021. First person charged for fraudulently seeking COVID relief business loan sentenced. David Adler Stavely, also known as Kurt David Sanborn, also known as David Sanborn, of Andover, Massachusetts, was charged with fraudulently seeking forgivable pandemic relief small business loans through the Small Business Administration under the Coronavirus Relief and Economic Security CARES Act. David Andrew Butzeger also conspired with Stavely to file four fraudulent CARES Paycheck Protection Program forgivable loan applications with a Rhode Island bank. Stavely was sentenced to 56 months in federal prison and an additional 3 years of supervised release. Butziger is scheduled to be sentenced on November 1, 2021. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Friday, October 22, 2021. Office manager is sentenced to 4 years for embezzling more than $1 million from his former employer. Richard Allen Clark, a former office manager in Lenoir, North Carolina, was sentenced to 48 months in federal prison on October 7, 2021, for embezzling more than $1 million. According to the court documents and statements made in court, from 2013 to 2019, Clark was employed as an office manager for two family-owned businesses in Lenoir and was responsible for, among other things, handling the company's bookkeeping and financial records, making payments to vendors and the IRS, and reconciling the company's bank accounts. Clark pled guilty to mail fraud, money laundering, and making a false statement on his tax return. Source: IRS, 2021. This weekly news and brief update is in support of the daily news briefs that have been provided by the ABFA. For more information, please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us.